The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Thursday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, Great Britain. How are ya? Hello, Australia and New Zealand and America and Canada and the United Arab Emirates and the whole of Europe and everywhere in the world apart from North Korea. Welcome to the Chris Moyle Show.
We're working on North Korea. I mean,
We're not.
No. Shall I say we are? We're not.
Right. First things first. Good morning. Well done. You've made it to another day. It's a bit crappy. It's a bit rainy. But the main question is, are we live and can you see us?
Oh.
Open up Global Player on your phone, you know, your iPad, your laptop, whatever you're doing right now, whatever's easier. See the live video, click on it. Does it go black? Or do you actually get to see us?
Well,
let us know, please.
What is it?
It's working on mine and it's not going blank.
It wasn't working yesterday on yours, was it?
It started and then it stopped. Oh, no, it's just stopped.
Has it?
Yeah. What right. is that? It's like we're all in the dark.
I'll try it. So I open up the Global Player app, which is free.
Oh.
Now there's me there. And when I click on it, what happens? Oh, I can see. I can see. I can still see. I can still see.
Still see.
Oh. We're on.
We're on.
Yeah, okay. It's just my phone then.
It's just you. What's wrong with you?
Well, it's my phone and other people on the text, to be fair.
Working on mine.
Hmm.
How's your Nokia?
6310,
hopes. Is it? Do you have Snake or Snake 2?
Snake. The original Snake.
Classic.
Yeah. I used to love playing Snake on my phone. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
What was the other one? There were two. There was Snake. Was there Solitaire on there or something like that? Can't remember. Snake was awesome. And I think, is it Andy Peters who's still got that phone, I think?
I think it's gone.
Oh, is he finished with that now?
He had a Nokia phone for years.
Because it had a 24-day battery or something, didn't
it? Like he would say, he goes, do you know what? I always get signal. It works all the time, and I charge it once a week.
Amazing.
Well, as in, that's the phone he used?
He had an old Nokia phone. He goes, it's brilliant. I can't take any photos on it. I can't do emails.
No.
It's literally an old mobile phone. It always works.
Yeah.
And I charge it once a week.
Yeah. Once
and
a week?
Goes, I can't argue with that. Yeah, because it was just a phone.
Yeah, amazing.
You know, it wasn't doing Google Maps on it. It wasn't doing emails. Wasn't doing photos. Nothing.
Mm.
Maybe text. You could text on it. Do you remember? I always think about this. And we don't realise how amazing things are now to how they were sometimes. I had a mobile phone. You had a mobile phone. I would text you.
Yeah.
Or you would. So I would text you Thursday at 6 o'clock.
Right.
Which wasn't a great time for you.
Yeah.
You were busy walking the dog, looking after the kids, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say, hey, Dom, just trying to work out Saturday. We could meet at midday at this place and go together, or I can just see you there at 1:30.
Yeah.
Let me know what you want to do. Send.
Yeah.
You'd get it and go, I'll reply to that later or whatever, I'm busy.
Right.
And then maybe just before you went to bed, you go, oh, Chris's text. So you write, let's do the first one. See you there. And I would wake up the next day and have a message from you and it would say, oh, Dom's messaged me. Let's do the first one, see you there. But it wouldn't show the text that I'd sent to Dom.
No, there was no stream.
It was just one text at a time.
Yeah.
That's all it was. So I'd be like, what was the first option? So he'll see me where? Which one was that?
Yeah, it's no thread. There was no thread, was there?
So you'd have to go to your send texts
Yeah.
To find out what you'd sent and then go, oh, okay, now it makes sense. There was none of this conversation stream thing like we have
it's
now.
It's so obvious now.
It is.
Unbelievable,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
But then the video's still out on YouTube where Steve Jobs basically stands up and goes, you can touch the screen and it does stuff on your phone. Everybody went, wah!
They lost their mind.
I watched that recently.
Did you?
Yeah.
You are so fun.
Did you, James?
Yeah.
Aww.
It's a really iconic keynote presentation, yeah. That, though.
I remember when they brought
Chelsea walks in and caught him watching it. She goes, what are you watching? He went, porn? Pornography. It's pornography. That's what it is. Are you watching another Steve Jobs Apple launch again? No, it's porn. I mean, it's Steve Jobs, yeah.
When they brought out the iPad, I remember saying, who on earth is going to buy that? What a total waste of time. It's a bigger phone and a smaller computer.
They flopped.
It's a massive phone and a small TV.
Yeah. What?
It's ticking no box.
What are you wasting your time with that for?
Use that.
God, I'd be awful in business like that.
Did you have a mobile phone where you had a little aerial?
Yeah.
I think the first one I had a little aerial.
Yeah.
You'd have to pull the
tiny little aerial.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if that made any difference.
If there was any kind of breeze or wind when you're on the phone, it could snap it because it was so brittle. Yeah.
I remember my boss at the first radio station I worked had literally one of those bricks. It was the size of a brick with a massive aerial and with a tiny little red digital display.
Yeah.
And he loved it. He was wandering around like he was doing multi-billion pound deals. He wasn't. He was sorting out. He was doing the travel news on Hereward FM, which is essentially. But it was gigantic. And I think it took him like 4 days to charge it or something. It was amazing.
My uncle Tom, who I saw the other week, lovely Irish fella, lived in Leeds for years and years. He got a video camera when we were kids.
Yes.
And he had a light on the front of it.
Yeah.
That was so bright. It was like one of the floodlights at Wembley Stadium.
Yeah.
And all his videos just must be him walking into a room at parties, like they'd have a party for the kids or whatever, or anniversary, birthday, and he'd get the video camera out and he'd walk in and film. And all the videos just must be people like, Jesus, Tom, switch the bloody light off.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Burnt retinas everywhere.
My uncle had one of those, and the battery pack weighed a ton, and you had to wear it.
Yeah.
You had to wear it like a bag, pretty much, connected to the camera, which was gigantic.
And now you can film broadcast quality.
Exactly.
On a phone that also does emails and text message conversations, not even text messages.
We've come a long way, haven't we?
Mad.
It is wild.
Chris and I, when we started radio, we used to edit on tape. We used to cut it with a razor blade and stick it together with tape.
Never done a tape edit.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, I was really good.
I was good.
Mm.
You get people who are just like wizards at it.
Yeah. Put tape around your neck.
Chop,
take a bit out, stick it around your neck, keep it, then put it back in again. Oh, it's great. Good. You know why, James? Because we're cool.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You've no idea. Kids today in radio have no idea what a bulker razor is.
Absolutely.
Just use Adobe now. It's easy.
Yeah. Bulker razors.
What, Sadie?
Adobe.
Did you ever use Sadie?
No.
Sadie was around before Pro Tools.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's getting too geeky now.
Yeah. Cool Edit.
Cool Edit. We used to Cool Edit.
Nerds.
I remember a mate of mine used to work at a radio station. I won't say who or where. But this system they used is like, it's the worst. It's like a digital system. So when I started in radio, there was still vinyl on the go.
Mm.
There were CDs. They were just bringing them in. So yeah, if I did the overnight show, I had a mixture of vinyl and CDs.
Yeah.
All the jingles and the adverts were on cartridges, like 8-track cartridges, and you put them in a cart machine and press play, the big button, and all of that. Yeah, lovely. And then it started moving. Within about 6-7 years, started moving into the digital age a little bit, but a lot of the digital early stuff, very clever,
very clever.
Rubbish.
Yeah. Oh yeah, awful.
And very out of date quickly.
Yeah. Mini discs.
And I just remember being grateful that I wasn't using Dalet. Do you ever use Dalet?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, it was great.
Oh my God. Anyway.
It's actually French, so everyone called it Dalet. This radio software.
Dalet.
Probably actually pronounced Delay.
Delay. Dalek exterminate.
Mini discs are going to be the future.
Yeah.
They were absolutely going to be the future until they didn't work.
The old place worked on mini discs for a few years.
Yeah.
Good few years.
But they'd pack up a lot. They just stopped working.
Anyway, that's radio.
Yeah, that's what we...
When you think about the pirate radio ships, that were genuine radio stations on ships in the sea playing records. So if the weather was choppy and the boat's going up and down like the pirate ship Alton Towers, they're trying to put the needle on the record.
Yeah. Tony Blackburn was on the pirate ships, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Kenny Everett was on there.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah, loads of them.
Yeah.
Lots of them back in the day.
Mm.
Oh, how exciting. How exciting. Such a romanced view of that life, of going there and hanging out with other DJs and smoking cigarettes and drinking tea on the boat.
Yeah.
Sunbathing and then going to do your show for 4 hours, 3 hours, whatever it was, and playing the songs. Hey, how you doing? And it was pirate radio. It was illegal, so it was a real bit edgy and dangerous. Whereas the reality is probably absolutely awful.
I would have stunk as well, wouldn't it?
Sick all the time.
Yeah,
being stuck on a boat. I think it was like 3 weeks on and 1 week off.
Oh, was
so
it?
You're on a boat for 3 weeks.
Mm. Yeah, that's not good.
You can't get off. And then when you do get off, whatever crappy little coastal town that the boat's nearer to, and then that's it.
Yeah.
You just stuff all your wages on booze and whatever you get up to.
Yes.
And get back on the boat again.
Very weird existence.
Should get Tony on to talk about it.
Yeah.
I remember being on the boats.
Yeah.
Sensational times. Love Tony. Anyway, what are people saying on the text, James?
Still not working. I've just asked a few questions to some people in the building. So, what's going on?
Should we get involved now, do you think? Has it come to the point where, you know, me and Chris will sort this out?
I think you need to go to the racks room.
Yeah. That's just there.
No, not that one.
Oh,
not
the
one
the big
downstairs.
One. Oh, the big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The back of reception area.
Oh, I thought you pointed. Is this to fix?
Point to Soho. I mean, Soho is that way, but I'm not going to Soho to sort out the global player.
When James says racks room,
yeah,
he means a room in engineering with racks of technical equipment.
Ah, different racks.
Not your weird sex Pilates place that you go to.
Just cross that appointment out.
What are all these tables and straps? Pilates?
Yeah. Is this the racks room?
Can I just shock you? Ian from Wolverhampton says, the apprentice I'm working with at the moment doesn't know what a fax machine is.
Oh, come on. Well, sack him.
Does anybody still actually know how fax machines work?
We had one, didn't we? Do you remember? Because we were talking about it. We got a fax machine.
You'd write a message or draw a picture of a smiley face, put it into the machine, and at the other side of the world, it would appear on their machine. How does that work?
It was incredible.
How does it work?
I remember my mum's boss had one, and he was away or something like that, and he faxed, because we had a fax at home. We had a fax at home. And
he drew
a picture of something, and then sent it from wherever he was, Australia, and we got what he drew in our lab.
Why did he have a fax machine at home?
Because my mum worked from home. She did secretarial service.
I was about to say, I thought she was a receptionist.
She's a medical receptionist now, but she used to do her own, like, secretarial business, so she'd run it from home.
What did she do for the Beeb?
It was called... She worked for Look East. She was doing autocue. So she was writing the autocue for the news...
Stop.
...people, yeah.
Stop.
That was her first job, really.
Your mum wrote autocue?
Yeah.
For the autocue machine?
Yes.
But when you and I did that secret, very secret audition for the Big Breakfast...
Oh, yes, yeah.
They said to you, do you know how autocue works? And you said, no, I've never used it before in my life.
I've never used it.
And they had to explain to you how it worked.
Yeah, I didn't know how it worked. I know what she did. She wrote down the script, but then, I don't know, after that...
Because when you started talking, they said, so when you talk, it moves to your speed. So you go, good morning, these are the top headlines at 7 o'clock. Oh, okay, oh, it moves to my...
Yeah.
All right, and I remember watching that.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me your mum did that for a job and you didn't even know how it worked.
I don't know how it works. She did the typing and then after that, I don't know. I think in those days, you used to have to press a pedal. I think the presenter had to press a pedal. All the auto-cue person had to move it along.
So is anybody interested in what we're talking about?
So many people. No, they're not.
So a lawyer's message in, Stuart, says some major banks will use fax machines to release mortgage funds.
Do they? Why?
They're still in use.
Why did they email them?
I'm sure fax machines are still in use, but... Anyway. I've just this week terminated the fax line in our office, says Emma in Durham.
Oh.
Oh, poor fax machine.
This week?
Wow.
It's still amazing technology.
It is. I don't understand it.
But when you go, well, I could just take a picture or a video of you all in HD now and in seconds send it to somebody the other side of the world, kind of makes the fax machine obsolete.
It does, I
could also just hit FaceTime Live and have a live thing with them.
Yeah.
But still the technology is good. Mind you, this comes from Dominic and I. We don't really know how radio works.
No, not clear.
The 25,000 pound box. Radio X.
That was a jerky move there. You did Phoenix.
Yeah, it's a preset button.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a preset.
How are you feeling today, Phoenix?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Catchphrase, please.
Come on.
Say it again.
It's a lot of pressure.
There you are.
Very good.
Right, the £25,000 box. Where's my script? Here it is. I have to get it right, otherwise James shouts at me and hits me with a whip.
It's an incredibly violent person.
If you're watching now live, you'll actually see the £25,000 box, which is in front of me here in the studio. It's a real thing. It's an actual box. I put a video of it on my Instagram the other day, and a few people said, it's a £25,000 fax machine. I'm like, it's not a fax machine. Yeah, it's got buttons, it's got numbers. Shut up. It's not a fax machine. Inside there's £25,000. To unlock the box, you just name the Radio X artist. Now, it's day four. It's still shot in the dark territory, isn't it, really? However, you could absolutely just fluke it and name the artist that unlocks the box. And if you do that, you'll win £25,000. Now, just for coming on the air and playing the game today, we'll give you £1,000. So you're guaranteed £1,000 if you get picked to play. Even if you end up going, is it S Club 7? No. Okay. Can I have my £1,000, please? Yeah, £1,000. Although, judging by the callers this week, that is way more animated than all three of them put together.
Yeah.
To say that they've been unusual reactions. Hey, James, you want £1,000?
Yeah, thank you.
That's good.
Okay.
And Luke, you want £1,000? Luke?
Awesome. Woohoo.
That's good.
Yeah.
And John, you get £1,000.
Whoa. Winner.
Yeah.
He sounds a bit starky on that, I think.
He does.
He goes, oh, winner. Whoopee-doo.
He sounds better than...
Awesome.
And...
Yeah. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, would you like £1,000? Would you like to play for £25,000? I have a qualifying question you need, but you could be on the radio today just after 8 playing the game. Do you fancy that? Pay attention. Here's your qualifying question. The quote, life is like a box of chocolates, is from what movie? You know. Text the word box, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936. That's text the word box, followed by your answer, send it to 83936. Text the word box. I have to say it, honestly, I really do. I know you're thinking, come on, Chris, but it's unreal. Text the word box, followed by your answer, 83936. Do that with the right answer. You're in the draw. We could pick you to play just after 8 o'clock this morning. We put you on the air to play. You've got £1,000. Tax costs £2 plus your standard network rate. But as I said, you're playing for £25,000 and you at least walk away with £1,000. You must be available to answer your phone when we close the lines at 8 this morning. You need to be 18 or over. Live in Great Britain. Full terms, conditions and online entry details at radiox.co.uk. The quote, life is like a box of chocolates, is from what movie? Text the word box, followed by your answer. Send it to 83936. You could be playing after 8 o'clock this morning.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
When the box goes up, it's all right in it, but when it goes down, it's like it's having a panic attack. It's,
why is it,
it's
why is it
shaking?
Wobble? Little wobble on the way down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the £25,000 box right there, Dom.
Don't start your text with the word fax, by the way. Someone's done that. That won't work.
Oh, and by the way, once again, it's text the word, not WhatsApp the word.
Yeah.
Now, normally if you go, send me a text, to, if I said to Dom, text me later and he WhatsApp me later, I wouldn't go, it's a WhatsApp, stupid. Mm. But in the premise of this situation...
It's important.
It's very important. So you have to do it on text. So just check, if you've done it on WhatsApp, it doesn't count. You won't be entered.
Yeah.
And you won't get your £1,000 because you won't get to play the game.
Exactly right.
Oh, man. Oh, I trained yesterday on my own.
Well done. Well,
I've got the Peloton app.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. But I'm starting to see things through different eyes.
In what way? What do you mean?
I'm starting to realise that these amazing instructors on Peloton, and they are amazing, occasionally pulling the wool over my eyes.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
So I started doing some strength classes. So on the Peloton, you've got the bike.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get the treadmill. And then it comes with, when your membership, it comes with an app. And on the app are all the different programs. So there's audio programs if you want to go walking or running or do stuff outside. And there's lots of different classes. You can teach yourself yoga, there's strength classes, there's meditation, there's loads. So the app's brilliant.
Right.
Brilliant. This is not an ad, by the way. I pay for it all. So I'm doing some weight classes, and you can do like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 45 minutes if you want, whatever. So I'm like, when I'm training on my own, I'm like, okay, I'll do some of these classes. So it might be hammer curl into overhead press, right? Like with your dumbbells, which means you're basically lifting them up to your shoulders, lift them above your head, back to your shoulders, back down again, right? That might be it. And you're using various weights, right? But yesterday, they were medium to heavy.
Oh, okay.
And I did 2 15-minute classes.
Right.
So by the end of, in the last 10 minutes, my arms get really tired.
Yeah.
And so I'm concentrating on what I'm doing now. I'm going up to my shoulders, I'm going above my head, I'm going back down again and all of that. And then I look up at my phone and he stood there and he's holding the weights. He goes, you know, you got to watch your form. It's one of the things that I always worry about is my form. And, I'm like, he's not doing it.
Why isn't he?
He's not doing it.
So he's just standing there, essentially, just talking to everyone else who's doing it.
They do it, and I think they almost wait until they know you're looking away from the screen.
Yeah. Well, so I could do that.
Right.
Oh, watch your form. Your arms are a bit bendy.
I've just done 8 reps. He's done 3 because he's talking.
That's bad.
Do you stop when he stops, then?
No, because I'm better than him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes when you're on the bike or you're on the treadmill... And you're giving it all, so 1, 2, 1, 2. Hannah Frankson, she ain't no liar.
Right.
She gives it the 1, 2, 1, 2.
So she's doing it with you.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And then you do other people, and you're like, my pace is 1, 2, 1, 2. And I'm looking at their legs, and it's 1, 2, 1, 2. Oh. And I'm like, hold on, you ain't going the same speed as me.
No, that's bad.
Then the flip side of that are these Greek gods that they have.
Right.
These unhuman people.
Mm.
And there was a guy, I was doing this class yesterday, the first guy, and he's built like a...
Is
house.
He? Like an outhouse?
Yeah.
Mm.
His arms are ludicrous. And at one point he goes, just use your lighter weights for this. So, but because his arms are massive, he's got these little tiny weights and he's moving his arms and they're like tree trunks. But he's doing it, and the exercise, I've got to stand up, right? So I'm doing all this, all that. He's literally having a full-on conversation and doing it at the same time.
Is he? That's not normal, is it?
And he ain't out of breath, nothing.
Not a bead of sweat.
Because I'm doing these weights, and I suddenly look back at the app. Is he not doing it? Yeah, he is. And having a conversation. So he's got these really heavy weights and he's doing all these exercises and put them up above his head and all that. And he's going, I used to train in a gym and there's a guy there, we called him Tony, he was really brilliant. And he's got like these really heavy weights just throwing them around like it's nothing.
That's not normal, is it? Yeah.
I mean, well, I'm
and
like this.
No.
Yeah.
Trying not to fall over.
Getting shaky arms at the end.
Shaky arms. Was originally going to be Shaking Stevens' real name.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I heard. Shaky arms.
Anyway, I did that last night.
That's good.
Yesterday.
That's really good.
Now I feel all achy and broken. So exercise isn't fun, is it?
Not really.
They say it is, but it's not.
Not really. That's why I cancelled my gym membership. I wasn't enjoying myself.
No.
I wasn't enjoying it.
You know, and here's the thing. I had this conversation with someone the other day. everything is good for you and everything's bad for you. So when someone's talking to you about what's good, oh, yeah, should I do weights? Oh, yeah, weights are really good for you. Should I do sit-ups? Oh, sit-ups are really good. Should I go running? Oh, yeah, running's really good for you. Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you know what is good for you? Walking. Walking is really good for
Walking's
you.
Walking's great.
And you know what's as good as walking and arguably for you, some would argue even better, sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Sleeping is amazingly good for you.
It is. It's good for weight loss.
And I just love the fact that all these fancy gyms and these weights you can buy and things for the home and I've done it. I've bought into all of it. However, you get a good night's sleep every night. Mm. Your body, you wake up the next day, your body's looking after itself. Yeah, you're doing all right.
It resets itself, doesn't it?
Walk it. Forget running a marathon. Walk and then kip.
Absolutely.
And you'll be fine.
Become a dog, essentially.
Yeah.
That's what it is, isn't it? Long walk sleep. And have a kip. Yeah.
You never see your... Do you ever catch your dog looking in the mirror going, I'll put a bit of beef on round there?
No.
God, that's hanging lower.
She's crashed out in the lounge snoring. Our dog snores.
Maybe dogs have got it down.
I think so.
Walking and sleeping. There I am, busting my chops, lifting these weights above my head like a div.
I think there's a lot of truth in that.
My big man boobs flapping up and down.
They're not flapping.
Meanwhile, there are people who go, I walk, I sleep, and I've stayed the same weight for the last 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And on that bombshell, we're going to move on. Dominic's got your news next in just a few minutes. It's 6:56. Thanks for watching. The Chris Miles Show. Radio. Bingo wings.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
Your bathroom is a venue where you sound most like a rock star. But if it's seen better days, it's time to speak to B&Q. With on-trend features, quality materials and thoughtful designs, their latest collections make creating your own beautiful bathroom a breeze. From sinks to showers, paint to tiles and lighting to flooring, you could win £1,000 to spend on shaping your own iconic bathroom with B&Q. Find out more and enter now at radiox.co.uk.
Your Starbucks is ready. Beans ground, milk frothed, shots pulled, velvety milk poured into a double shot of dark perfection, and oof, that's the good stuff. The baristas are ready. The finest coffee beans are ready. The Starbucks you love is ready. Hello again from the Starbucks Coffee Company.
Samantha?
Go on, reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, Ash is upstairs spinning tunes, and the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas, taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Reasons to download the Screwfix app are really stacking up. Every time you shop using the app, you can collect coins and earn stacks of rewards. Plus, for 1 month only this June, you can win extra coins and earn rewards quicker when you complete new in-app challenges. Don't miss out. Download and shop the Screwfix app and start earning your rewards today. Enable exclusive app offers toggle. Purchase necessary. T's and C's apply. Check screwfix.com for full details.
Cars make all kinds of sounds. Sounds that reassure, sounds that excite, and sounds that embarrass the kids when you drop them off at school. Stay on top of things with eBay. Enter your reg to find the right parts for your car. And with eBay Assured Fit, you can return them for free if you need to. Sounds like my chauffeuring days aren't over yet. eBay, things people love. Eligible parts. For full terms, visit ebay.co.uk/EAF.
Radio X.
News update next.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
7 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, 500,000 more children in England are going to get free school meals from September next year. They'll be available for any pupil whose family receive universal credit. Daniel Kebede from the National Education Union has told Radio X the previous rules were too tough.
If you were a family that earned over £7,500 a year, you would have been ineligible. So expanding onto every child in a family in receipt of universal credit is a welcome first step, but we would still like to see universal rollout.
In other news this morning, Donald Trump has signed an order banning travel to the US from 12 countries. The US president says the recent anti-Semitic attack in Colorado illustrates the extreme dangers of people entering the US without being properly vetted. The countries affected include Afghanistan, Haiti, and Iran. Women are being warned not to use weight loss jabs if they're pregnant, trying for a baby, or breastfeeding. The medicines regulator says it's unclear whether the injections could cause harm. It also says some jabs may impact how effective contraceptive pills are. A retail industry group has warned flagship high streets are at risk without urgent action on crime. They've called for police funding to be ring-fenced for key destinations. That includes Oxford Street in London. And a property website says May was the busiest month for house sales being agreed since March 2022. Rightmove says last month's transactions reflect the improving market conditions as home movers pressed ahead following a stamp duty hike that was at the start of April.
Sport.
England manager Serena Wiegmann naming her squad later as the Lionesses seek to defend their women's Euros title. Mary Earps and Fran Kirby definitely won't be going to Switzerland this summer. So after announcing their retirements from international football, defender Millie Bright will also be absent. So after saying she isn't mentally or physically ready for the tournament, that was announced yesterday. Novak Djokovic says matches like last night's French Open quarterfinal win over Alexander Zverev is why he is still playing at 38. The 24-time Grand Slam champion came from a set down to win in four sets. He'll take on Jannik Sinner tomorrow in the semi-finals.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
It's not very nice today. Sunny spells and blustery showers for much of the UK.
Crappy.
Heavy rain is going to push eastwards throughout the day. A bit cooler as well. Temperatures getting up to around 18 degrees. Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
It's meant to be, on my app, it says it's raining in London today, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know what times. Oh, you can click on it, can't you?
You can click on it, yeah.
How do I do that?
If you go into the actual day.
I don't want rain. I'm going to a gig on Friday night. I don't know if I've mentioned it. I'm going to see Robbie Williams on Friday
night. Oh, you're
going to
see Robbie.
I don't need the rain.
Yeah.
Are you covered or are you stood?
I don't know. But yeah. It's an open air gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a man of the people, James, so I want to be out with my people.
No, that's it. Being a box, probably.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about the people that kind of go in a VIP box.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
But on the plus side, next week is lovely.
Good.
It's going to get really warm again.
Good.
25 degrees.
I hate the rain. Go away. No one likes you.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
I'm really tired today. I'm so sorry. I'm so tired. I'm really hungry.
Are you hungry? Can you not just have a little nibble today?
No. I'm so hungry.
What's the best thing you could eat? Calorie-wise, in the morning or any time of day, what's the best thing? Is it celery?
Nothing.
Is celery? Is that a myth that you burn as many calories eating it?
Yeah, I think so.
Why don't you have some celery and hummus?
Oh God,
that'd be nice.
No, I just I want a sausage and bacon bagel.
I'm going to order it.
No, I'm not going to eat it.
You're not?
I'm intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
Half of it.
I've had it down. I've had it down for ages.
You've done it for
I'm good.
Good for months.
This feeling will pass. But this morning I'm very hungry. And yesterday I went for lunch. Sorry, I had to go. One of the bosses here ruined my lunch with one of the other bosses because they called a meeting with the boss I was going for lunch with.
Ah.
I had a chicken Caesar salad for lunch.
Did you? Okay.
No, it was delicious.
Yeah.
No anchovies, though. I'd have had anchovies.
I love an anchovy.
I know. Really divides people, anchovies, doesn't it?
They're lovely little things.
And then we had, like, shepherd's pie and or cottage pie and vegetables for tea.
Oh, lovely.
I don't know who I am anymore. I didn't drink any booze.
Didn't you?
Didn't eat any chocolate or sweets. I didn't have one chocolate chip cookie yesterday.
That's very good, actually.
Yeah.
I'm just a bore.
Do you know, I'm hungry now. You've just said that.
See, I told you.
It's catchy, isn't it?
Do you want half a sausage bagel?
No, because I'll eat all of it.
Well, it is half the calories if you only have half.
That's true. You have a quarter, it's only a quarter strict. You have twice as much.
Marjorie Dawes.
Are you a nutrition expert?
That's Marjorie Dawes.
Mm. No, look, it's Thursday, it's fine. I just need to get to Friday, the weekend, and then, all right, lovely.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
What was that?
You can nom, nom, nom. That's what you're going to be doing.
Okay.
That's what you're doing this weekend.
I do fancy a curry.
Right now, genuinely,
yeah.
I could eat a Chinese. Not just a little bit, a full-on Chinese.
Oh, I could have a curry now. No,
I could have a mild curry now, yeah.
I could, no shadow of a doubt.
There aren't many foods you go, that'd be lovely in the morning. Chinese, curry, really tasty foods, work a treat at breakfast time, yeah, I imagine.
Absolutely. You could eat anything at any time. Bowl of cereal before bed, great.
Yeah, true.
Bowl of cereal first thing in the morning, great. Bowl of cereal, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. When you're kind of peckish, but you don't know what you want. Yeah. Great. Works all the time.
Yeah. Should we try and order a Chinese? No. No. Stop, actually. We don't want to do it.
Well, you can.
I'd love to.
Well, we live in London, this 24-hour, 7-day-a-week city. Mm. The city that never sleeps. London town. You want it, you got it.
Yeah.
As long as it's between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m.
It's kind of
no
true.
Problem.
Yeah. That's kind of true, isn't it?
I told you when I was in Leeds the other day, most of the shops in town didn't open until 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Why would that be then?
On Thursday, everything was shut by 6.
No late night shopping.
In Whitehaven, we used to have half days. Wednesday, everything used to shut around midday, 1 o'clock.
They do.
You know why? Because you'd all go off to the fields and sacrifice a cow or something.
No,
or run around smearing blood all over your faces. Vibe swapping, whatever it was, went on there.
It was plane pointing time, wasn't it?
No, we didn't have plane pointing time.
Here comes another one!
No, we didn't do that.
This one's moving in a slightly different direction.
We didn't do sacrificing on Wednesday. It was just... go home.
When I lived in Luxembourg, they used to have a little siesta.
Did they?
Did they?
Yeah.
Lovely idea.
Between 12 and 2.
Great idea.
So, like, you know, I'd wake up at, like, 11:30
yeah.
in the morning if I'd been working late the night before, and I'd be like, I've got no milk. It's 5 to 12.
Mm.
And the supermarket is 5 minutes away. If I leg it, can I just get in there?
It's very civilised having a siesta, I think.
But, like... But when it's a siesta, do people actually genuinely go home and sleep?
I don't know.
Or do they just go, right, I've got 2 hours off from my
lunch?
It's
generally when it's really hot countries, isn't it? You just go, I'll get out of the sun for a couple of hours.
Is that what it is?
That's kind of...
Why were they doing it in Luxembourg? It's the same weather here as it is there.
Yeah.
You know, when it rains, and when it's sunny, it's all right.
Yeah. They just wanted a break to
I think so. Toby Tarrant says the idea of a siesta was brilliant, especially at 12 o'clock, because he's on from 10 till 1.
Yeah.
Bring a siesta in, 10 till 12, jobs are good. Laughing, isn't he? Good morning, Chris. In my opinion, cold pizza is the breakfast of gods from Lucy in Brighton.
You know what?
You can't go wrong with that, can you?
Radio X.
I can.
Coming up. More groundbreaking radio that's hard to put into words just how good it's going to be.
Ooh.
We've had 3 players, but no winner of the full jackpot. So you have a chance to win in the 25,000-pound box.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, we need to finalize what we put on our Glastonbury flags today. So we'll chat more about that on the show. Hey, thanks for rocking with Radio X, you mothers.
Hey.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
But first, let's play some music. I know you're excited by this. Do you like a bit of Fall Out Boy?
Yeah, thank you.
Fall Out Boy.
Awesome.
Woo-hoo. Fall Out Boy.
Whoa. Winner.
Yeah. It's 7:10, Thursday morning, Radio X. Thank you for listening. Have a little sing-song with Cockett and Pullet.
Am I more than you bargained for yet? I've been dying to tell you anything you already hear, cause that's just who I am this week. Lying in the grass, next to the mausoleum. I'm just a nut in your bedpost, but you're just a lot in a song. Drop a
in town. Cock it and indeed pull it. We've covered a lot of ground this morning. I'm going to be honest, most of it uninteresting, but still, I'm a big walker, Chris. Mm. They have spelt that right. We were talking about walking earlier.
Yeah.
I love walking. In fact, I once saw Dom walking in the Lidl car park.
Yes. Do you know what? It's one of the few things that me and my daughter do together is go to the supermarket. And she loves doing a shop with. She loves doing a big shop. It's really weird.
You and your daughter bonded over Lidl shopping.
Yeah, she loves it because she tries to. If you ever, we go to like, there's a Sainsbury's we go to, and then there's a Lidl. Lidl is fun.
Middle aisle.
Middle aisle, but also you have to beat the cashier because they whiz stuff through so quickly. So you've got this bag challenge at the end of the thing, and it's incredible.
Like,
and we always manage. We just beat her every single time. So hello, Tom. You did indeed see me in the little car park.
You've just made me think of something.
What?
You've just made me realise I was today years old moment.
Mm-hmm.
So you just said there's some people on the checkout are really quick.
You're really quick.
So you pile it all up.
Yeah.
And they go, hello, how are you? And you go, good, thanks. But you're like, don't distract me. I've got to get the bag.
Absolutely.
Because they're beep before you know it. Beep, 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 and you've got to get it all in the bag, and it's a race.
Yeah.
It's only just dawned on me now. Do you think they're doing the same thing? I've got to see if I can get all their food up to this bit so I can't put any more through.
Yeah.
I've got to beat them.
Probably. I bet
that's what they're doing.
I bet they're trained to be... So I'd love to know what the training is for cashier at Lidl.
Rapid.
Because it's never discussed, is it? You try and get your stuff in the bag so there's not a backlog of items. I reckon they're trying to get as much stuff through quickly.
Definitely.
So they have to stop they have to wait for you. And if they do that, they've won the day.
It's a great game. Play it today. Go to your local, wherever you want to go. Play it today.
So it's the only thing that you and your daughter bond over is going to Lidl. That's worrying. Why don't you talk to her? Have a chat with her. She's really nice.
Yeah, she's actually really nice.
She's a lovely person.
That's bad, isn't it? Yeah, I feel like a terrible dad now, actually.
It's like the equivalent of like all these American movies where you see the guy saying to his son, hey, do you want to go out and throw a ball around?
Yeah.
You're like that. Fancy a trip to Lidl?
But weirdly, it's her saying it to me. Can we go to Lidl, Dad? It's weird.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to go to a nice restaurant or the theatre.
No.
Or she doesn't want to... Well, she wants to
It's all about Lidl.
It's Lidl.
Yeah, exactly.
What a day.
I was about to say, morning, Zan. She'll be asleep.
Chris, I'm going to Leeds today. Can't wait. I've got my itinerary. Allen Road is on it, says Emma. Have a lovely time at Leeds. Super Leeds. Morning, guys. We're off to Tunes in the Dunes this weekend, so we'll be listening to you all the way to Cornwall from Gloucester.
Oh, lovely.
From Ali and Emily and Tracy. We'll have a good time. It'll be all right, festival, but I'm not at that one this year, so there you go.
Right.
And Daz in Gateshead has texted in to say, I've just made myself a crumpet.
There you are.
Daz, that's lovely.
Do you know what? Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Now, this is going to cause controversy with a lot of the listeners. I'm not a massive crumpet fan.
I'd rather
have a muffin.
Now, there's not much difference between the two, is there?
There is a muffin and a crumpet, potentially the same, but crumpets look like Day of the Triffids inside. They're all weird.
They're all got this
like that weirdy thing inside where a muffin is nice and simple.
Yeah, yeah.
Tastier crumpet.
No. I think, with respect, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
And I'm right, because muffins are the best. And on that bombshell, this is Muse at Radio X.
Is in bloom, the PDA transmissions will resume. I try to push, try to keep us all down and hope that we will never see the truth around. Another promise, another scene, another a package like to keep us trapped in greed. All a green belts wrapped around our minds, an endless red tape to keep the truth confined.
going on? Did James just say during Muse, do you remember the time when Aldi staff workers had to memorise the price of everything?
Of everything they sold?
They did before barcodes.
Don't be ludicrous.
No, they did.
If you worked at Aldi back in the day, you had to know the price of everything in the supermarket.
Yes.
That's impossible.
But there's thousands of items.
I know, but they were rapid. They would be like, 52p, enter, da-da-da-p, 10p, 69p, enter, da-da-da-da, on the go. And that's it. That's what they did.
Because they didn't have beeps?
No.
Why didn't they have beeps?
That's true. Text in if you were an Aldi checkout. That's what they used to do. Well, definitely in the Whitehaven one.
That's worse than doing the knowledge for a cabbie.
Yeah.
They used to memorise everything in the
shop. Are you sure?
Chicken and mushroom pot noodle king size. £1.12.
Whereas it was like a computer keyboard, but it was just the number pad. Bang.
So you can make stuff up then.
You could do.
I'm sure they did.
24 bottles of Budweiser, 5p.
Yeah, well,
thanks, mate. The Chris Moyles Show. See you at the same time tomorrow.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X. William Hill Vegas take gaming to a new level. And all this week, Johnny Vaughan and the Thang Gang are doing the same.
And we're going big. Really big.
They're giving away a holiday for two every day.
Told you we were going big.
Listen to Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Thang all this week.
Win with Radio X.
Thanks to William Hill Vegas. As it should be. Please play responsibly. 18 plus.
At Wren, we design kitchens to your budget, not ours. With up to 60% off fully built kitchen units and up to 7 years interest-free credit. Plus, with our summer savings, you can get an F dishwasher for just £149. The Great Renovation. Visit your nearest Wren showroom. Offers apply when you buy five or more units. Dishwasher offer ends the 18th of June. One per customer. Finance subject to status and minimum spend.
Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating. Freshen up your home with the must-have paint brands including Dulux, Johnston's, Little Green and Farrow & Boar. Or find your perfect pattern with hundreds of wallpapers to browse. Pop into any of our 200 stores nationwide and grab a free Brewers DIY card for 10% off your first and second order. Or visit us online at brewers.co.uk. Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating.
Reasons to download the Screwfix app are really stacking up. Every time you shop using the app, you can collect coins and earn stacks of rewards. Plus, for 1 month only this June, you can win extra coins and earn rewards quicker when you complete new in-app challenges. Don't miss out. Download and shop the Screwfix app and start earning your rewards today. Enable exclusive app offers toggle. Purchase necessary. T's and C's apply. Check screwfix.com for full details.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Get your own UK-based account manager, a beekeeper, for support with PensionBee. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy! On the 4 till 7 thing, as Djokovic tells Murray to take the high road, we ask the question, who would you sack as your sports mate? Plus, Harry paints our pet town Brixham red, and I've got traffic news to drive you around the old Dutch rounder bend. The 4 till 7 thing, from 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Round a bend.
Yep.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Atlee,
Lidl, someone wins 5k every day. Just spend £30 on your shop and scan the Lidl Plus app. You might turn bananas into a holiday in the Bahamas. Scan, pay, and you could win 5k. 18 plus GB only. Daily prize draws ends 18th June 2025. Exclusions and T and C's apply. See lidl.co.uk/5kSummer.
Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
Ready for another dose of The Chris Moyles Show?
Yeah.
Cool. Me too.
Radio X.
That little advert for Johnny Vaughan's show. Johnny stopped saying happy Thursday or whatever.
Right.
You notice.
Oh, okay.
Because it used to be, morning, Moylesy, happy Thursday. And now I'm just getting a morning, Moylesy, and then he's off.
Why is that?
I don't know. I haven't had a song from him for ages. Yeah. We record these little messages for each other's show. So I record, like, you know, after today's show, I record, hello, Johnny, it's Thursday afternoon, blah, blah, blah. And then they play on his show and he records them for our show.
I like it when they do a song.
They haven't done a song for ages.
No, no.
Maybe we need to do a song. Maybe it's my fault because I've not done a song.
Okay.
Could I make one up off the hoof?
Try it. Let's do ad lib.
Johnny's on a four. Oh, that's a bad idea. Johnny's on a four. That's way too high there. Rocking all over the world. Can you do a little bit of that?
Always works.
Or,
can't touch this.
Johnny Vaughan.
Yes.
Johnny Gav.
Oh,
yeah, sorry. And Sunta.
Yes.
And from four.
Keeper, that's a keeper.
Is it really?
I think.
I would say that's a work in progress.
Right.
So, I tell you what, I'll play a song, come up with a Johnny Vaughan song, and then I'll play a song for you, then you do one.
Okay, fine.
Or do you want to go first or second? I'll go first.
I'll go second.
So I'm going to move the mouse around on the songs of the screen. You say stop at any time, James, and whatever it stops at.
Stop.
Johnny Vaughan is the hot stuff. 4 till 7. Okay. Good. And then, John, you have a go. Okay. I mean, you can see what's coming. It's clearly obvious,
sure.
Isn't it? And here just say stop.
Stop.
Okay.
Johnny Vaughan is on from 4
do
till 7.
Do the voice.
He's great. And so is Sunter and so is Gav. Mm-mm.
You're not doing the voice.
No, I'm not doing the voice.
You chicken. Johnny Vaughan, 4 o'clock. This afternoon at Radio X with Sunta and Gav and their fabulous, lovely, funny show. In the meantime, it's Blur at Radio X.
I met him in a crowded room where people go to drink away their gloom. He sat me down and so began the story of a charmless man. Educated the expensive way. He'd like to have been running Craig, but then nature didn't make him that way. Cross-eyed, and from this charmous man I just had to hide.